USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An update on the fate of the airline mask mandate should come this week. It was extended until May 3rd so the CDC could study the Omicron subvariant. That came before the requirement was ended by a Florida judge who ruled the federal government didn't follow proper procedure in issuing its order for the mask mandate on public transportation. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is hoping to make its return to the capital city by the end of this month. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says the city is starting to show some signs of life.
Right now it's much better because we doesn't have a couple of days the regular attack to our hometown. It's right now people coming a little bit more to our hometown to move back.
The return all depends on if conditions in Kyiv allow it to happen. This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A grand jury to investigate former President Donald Trump is seated in Fulton County, Georgia.
Potential grand jurors in Atlanta, Georgia, arrived at a downtown courthouse Monday as part of a county prosecutor's investigation to see if President Trump and others tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. After 90 minutes, a grand jury was seated and will proceed to gather evidence. Fulton County District Attorney Democrat Fannie Willis is overseeing the investigation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
First responders in Southern California say they've seen a dramatic uptick in the number of serious injuries in illegal immigrants since a new 30-foot-tall border wall was built in 2019. Dr. Amy Liepart with the University of California San Diego Health saying the provider has reported 16 people dying in the last 3 years compared to zero deaths before the new wall was put up. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
The Presidential Rank Award is presented in a virtual ceremony by President Joe Biden to 230 winners.
These awards are about more than individual recognition. They're a reminder to all of us, to everyone, of the extraordinary capacity, creativity, diversity, and dedication of our federal workforce.
The Office of Personnel Management says it's one of the most prestigious awards for a federal employee. As Title 42 could soon be lifted, there is bipartisan discussion on how to best manage the border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the immigration system is broken.
We're going to continue to work with anyone who is willing and able and open to the engagement on getting immigration reform done.
Republicans and some Democrats say once Title 42 ends, there will be an overwhelming increase of illegal immigrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The 2022 primary season starts Tuesday with a pivotal race in Ohio. In the state's Republican Senate primary, former President Trump endorsed author J.D. Vance, and he's ahead in just about every poll. Political insiders say the race will be a test of the former president's continued influence in the GOP. If Vance prevails, he will likely face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.